This is Miss Lily, and today I want you to stroke that pendic for me. We're going to answer one of those really, really fun questions that occasionally winds up happening to any masturbatrix. Can you tease a small cock? Sometimes I get a call from a guy with a really small penis, and I wonder if I tell them to stroke it. Will they even be able to? I'm talking about a real pendic here. Something 2 or 3 inches short. Obviously, you can wrap your whole hand around it and pound that pud, but it would disappear. What do you do with a small penis when your mistress tells you to stroke? First off, you're going to have to shorten your swing. With a nub there between your you just won't be able to take long, full strokes. They'll be short, jerky motions. Guess that's why they call it jerking off, huh? Instead of getting a good grip on that hard, throbbing cock, you'll just need to pinch it in between your thumb and forefinger. Rub up and down that tiny shaft, but do it very slowly. Do you know what I consider very slowly? A 3-second. Stroke. Your fingers are just going to be crawling along that cock. Not much distance to cover. We're also going to be using choppy strokes. You can stroke faster and faster for me until your hand is just a blur. I find with tiny men, it's very important to make sure not to push them too close to the edge. There's just a little space between their balls and the head of their cock. That if I don't stop that edge at just the right time, they'll go over much easier than a man with a real big cock. Then I just have to ruin it. You, my pendic friend, have it tough enough in life without having me ruin your orgasm, don't you? This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975. Or visit my blog at eroticbummistress.com.